Next we'll sing Walk Beside Me.
Whether good or evil, design me.
Goliath by name came up out of the ranks of the Philistines and spoke the same insults as before, and David heard him. I'll be reading from Psalm 5, 1-8, and then I'm going to jump over to Ephesians 6, verses 12-18. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my groaning. Give attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you do I pray. O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil may not dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers. You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty man. But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter your house. I will bow down toward your holy temple in the fear of you. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness, because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand firm, stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplications for all the saints.
Good evening. Let's sing Remember Who You Are.
Thank you. Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with the Philistines. My first reading will be from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 5 through 6. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ is Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Psalms 143, verses 8 through 12. Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love, for in you I trust. Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Deliver me from my enemies, O Lord. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. For your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble. And in your steadfast love, you will cut off my enemies, and you will destroy all the adversaries of my soul, for I am your servant.
Trials, Jesus, be glorified. come up here. So if you'll bear me just a moment, I would just like to say on behalf of me and my family, a big thank you to all of you. My name is Ben Payne, by the way, for those of you who don't know. I know a lot of you, so I kind of take that for granted. But we're new here with you guys, and we just want to say thank you for the warm welcome that we have received. We have already been recipients of your hospitality and your worship here together and in your teaching, and we've already been blessed by that. And so we're excited to begin working with you, and hopefully we can do good kingdom work with you here in this place. We're going to sing a song that the words are new, but the tune is not. The tune is When My Love to Christ Grows Weak, but the words are different. I'll read just a little bit of the words. Soldiers who are Christ below, strong in faith, resist the foe. Boundless is the pledged reward unto them who serve the Lord. 'Tis no palm of fading leaves that the conqueror's hand receives. Joys are his, serene and pure, light that ever shall endure. Let's sing again. Do me,
soldiers who are Christ below, strong in faith, resist the foe.
Joshua to be strong and courageous before they begin to conquer the land. And I don't know if you've read that chapter recently, but he says it like 3 or 4 times to Joshua, which when God says something 3 or 4 times, that probably means it's important. But if you think about it, they had a big thing in front of them. God had promised that I will be with you. And basically he said, you will be invincible. One man will put 1,000 men to flight. Nothing can stop you. I will be with you. However, if you're an Israelite, what would you be thinking? You still have to show up to the battle to face people that might look like that. And even though you have God's promise, it still required faith for the Israelites. They had to show up for battle, conquering their fear, perhaps fatigue, their own inexperience. These were just slaves in Egypt. They didn't have training experience. And we're really in the same boat. God's given us promises, and we have to show up to the fight. Not with a sword, a physical sword, but a spiritual sword, and the battle's in our minds and in our spirits. So let's consider that as we sing, Be Strong and Courageous. If you would, let's stand together. And we're going to sing all 3 verses first, and then the rest of the song.
Be strong. Thank you.
be seated.
This fourth section from the story of David and Goliath stems from verse 37. The Lord, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. And two additional thoughts from the Apostle Paul. The first one to young Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 17 through 18. But the Lord stood by me, and he strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and all of the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. And another one from Paul to the Corinthian church in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death, but that was to make us rely on ourselves, to not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will deliver us again. You also must help us by prayer so that many will give thanks on our behalf for the blessing granted us through the prayers of many. In this next section, Andy and Lee will lead us in thoughts of God will deliver us.
If you're able, please stand again. He is able to deliver thee.
He is
Well, I want to thank each and every one of you for being here tonight. It's been such a wonderful night in song. Thank you, Simon, for putting all of this together. And thank you to all the men who helped participate. The Bible tells us that we're supposed to sing and we're